We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But
we are concerned about troublemakers plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Envidus. Let's get to it. It's Monday, April 2nd, 2018. Welcome to day 438. Donald Trump invited Putin to the White House, according to Kremlin foreign policy aide Yuri Ushakov. Quote, when our president spoke on the phone, Trump suggested having the meeting in Washington at the White House, Ushakov said. Quote, this is quite an interesting, positive idea, end quote. The Washington Post and Bloomberg say during a March 20th phone call, Trump congratulated Putin for his re-election victory and discussed a possible meeting. Sarah Huckabee Sanders said that, quote, a number of potential venues, including the White House, were discussed during the phone call. Trump tweeted that DACA is dead and said there would be no more DACA deal while pressing Congress to, quote, immediately pass border legislation because our country is being stolen.
The Democrats blew it. They had a great, great chance, but we'll have to take a look. But Mexico has got to help us at the border. They flow right through Mexico, they send them into the United States. Can't happen that way anymore.
Trump claimed that a lot of people are coming in because they want to take advantage of DACA, even though the program is only available to people who have lived in the United States since 2007. Trump ended DACA back in September. Next, local news stations owned by Sinclair Broadcasting Group were forced to recite the same script warning of, quote, biased and false news and the troubling trend of irresponsible one-sided news stories, end quote, that have been plaguing the country.
Hi, I'm Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
Local news anchors have reportedly been uncomfortable with the forced read. Sinclair is the country's largest broadcaster and owns or operates 193 local TV stations. Trump, meanwhile, tweeted in defense of Sinclair's fake news promotional campaign, which alleges irresponsible one-sided news stories by the mainstream media. Quote, so funny to watch fake news networks, Trump tweeted, among the most dishonest group of people I have ever dealt with, criticized Sinclair Broadcasting for being biased. Sinclair is far superior to CNN and even more fake NBC, which is a total joke, end quote. Next, the Daily Beast says Donald Trump patched in Lou Dobbs, the Fox Business host, via speakerphone to senior-level meetings on issues like trade and tax policy during his first year in office. Trump would often interrupt officials so that Dobbs could offer his opinion. Next, CNBC, The Hill, Politico, and The Washington Post are reporting that Trump has demanded that The Washington Post register as a lobbyist for Amazon while accusing the online retailer of a post office scam in a series of weekend tweets. Trump continued his Twitter attack on Monday, saying that, quote, only fools or worse are saying that our money-losing post office makes money with Amazon, and this will be changed, end quote. The Post is owned by Jeff Bezos, which owns Amazon, but the Post and Amazon are two separate entities. Trump's presidential campaign spent more than $158,000 on office supplies at Amazon in 2015 and 2016. The Trump for President Committee continued to use Amazon after the election, spending more than $2,000 in 2017. And in the polls, Monmouth University says 48% of Americans overall trust CNN as a source of information more than Trump. In addition, 45% trust MSNBC more than Trump, 30% trust Fox News over Trump. Republicans, however, trust Trump as a source more than either CNN or MSNBC, and Republicans are also more likely to trust Trump than Fox News, 35% to 21%. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, China will impose tariffs on 128 U.S. goods in response to Trump's tariff on steel and aluminum. Two, a third woman has sued to nullify a Trump-related non-disclosure agreement. Three, Scott Pruitt's daughter also stayed in the Capitol Hill condo where Pruitt rented a bedroom from a lobbyist. Four, former Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin says he didn't resign his position, as the White House previously claimed. Five, Trump called the FBI and Justice Department, quote, an embarrassment to our country, end quote, in a tweet. Six, a new book claims that Kellyanne Conway is the number one leaker in Trump's White House. Seven, Robert Mueller's team has been asking about Roger Stone's 2016 claim that he met with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. And eight, Chris Christie is worried that Trump won't be able to stop himself from committing perjury if he sits down with Robert Mueller. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.